If you'd like to help protect the environment along the Crystal Coast, get some exercise, and make some new friends along the way, well, the Friends of the Reserve, along with some of the professionals at the Rachel Carson Reserve, Carrot Island, invite you to join them for marsh grass planting on June the 12th. I'm speaking with Paula Gilligan. And Paula, since you have such a long title, I'll let you tell our listeners what your title is.
Okay, well, I'm the Central Sites Manager for the North Carolina Coastal Reserve and National Estuarine Research Reserve, headquartered in Beaufort.
Where is the marsh grass going to be planted?
Okay, in 2012, the North Carolina Coastal Reserve and National Estuarine Research Reserve contracted with UNC's Institute of Marine Sciences to use natural materials, oyster reefs, and marsh plants to protect the southeast shoreline of Carrot Island, which is part of the Rachel Carson Reserve in Beaufort. And this type of alternative shoreline stabilization project is often called a living shoreline. And this living shoreline is not only protecting the Carrot Island shoreline, it is demonstrating to the public how they might use one of these projects to protect their own shoreline in lieu of a bulkhead. And this is part of a larger NOAA-funded initiative to investigate various aspects of natural and stabilized estuarine shorelines in North Carolina. And this week, organizations from NOAA Center for Coastal Fisheries and Habitat Research in Beaufort are partnering with the North Carolina Coastal Federation to further enhance the protective capacity of the already established Carrot Island living shoreline. And we're going to accomplish this by planting about 4,500 native wetland plants to further stabilize the soil landward of the constructed oyster reefs.
When is marsh grass usually planted? What time of year? This time of year or at any time?
Yes, it's usually planted this time of year, in the spring.
And does it have to be a certain species to be the most effective?
So the predominant species of marsh grass that is found in the shallow water estuaries of North Carolina is called salt marsh cord grass, and it's the foundation of the entire estuarine ecosystem. And the species is Spartina alterniflora. So that is the species we plant when we plant in the intertidal zones. And when we plant above the intertidal zones, we look at more upland species like a cord grass called Spartina patens, which can tolerate saltwater inundation periodically.
So basically, you have to be very careful about the type of species that you do plant, depending on where you're planting it then, I suppose.
Absolutely. It's critical to plant the correct species at the proper elevation.
How does the Rachel Carson Reserve fit into all of this?
Well, the North Carolina Coastal Reserve and National Estuarine Research Reserve properties are protected for the primary purposes of research, education, and leading by example. So the Rachel Carson Reserve is an ideal location for stewardship projects such as living shoreline projects and marsh grass planting projects, since it involves a little bit of research and education and also public stewardship opportunities.
Now, most folks are familiar with Rachel Carson's 1962 book called Silent Spring. She was talking about the dangers of pesticides, and most notably DDT. What drew her to Carteret County and to Beaufort? Do you have an idea about that?
Rachel Carson was employed by the Federal Bureau of Fisheries. And the Federal Bureau of Fisheries had a lab, which is now the NOAA Beaufort Lab, on Pivers Island in Beaufort, and Rachel Carson visited that lab a few times for several weeks, and she was actually gathering information to inform a series of brochures that she was helping to publish for the government.
Now, what is the original date for your marsh grass planting, and what is your rain date?
The original date is Thursday, June 12th, and the rain date is the 13th.
Now, what do folks need to bring with them on either one of these days?
Folks need to make sure that they wear closed-toed shoes that can get wet and muddy, and a tire that can also get wet, and they should bring sunscreen and lots of water and a snack.
And how long should this project take?
It should last most of the afternoon, so about 4 hours.
That was Public Radio East's Mac McKee speaking with Rachel Carson Reserve site manager Paula Gilligan. The North Carolina Coastal Reserve is having their marsh grass planting at Carrot Island Thursday, June 12th, starting at noon. If you'd like more information, go to publicradioeast.org and click on Events.